This, I Believe, is an organization founded in 2004 that helps to share writings and recordings of stories from people all over the world in different walks of life. It showcases nonfiction pieces that emphasize a range of themes that all encourage deep intellectual thought. These stories are what make up our lives, our culture, our society. Narrative stories make up the world. Some stories are from famous writers and politicians like Eleanor Roosevelt and JFK. Others are from teenagers expressing themselves to create their own history, to showcase their own voices. The executive producer of This, I Believe, Dane Gildman, said, "The goal is not to persuade Americans to agree on the same beliefs. Rather, the hope is to encourage people to begin the much more difficult task of developing respect for beliefs different from their own. It is about sharing our ideas, our thoughts, our feelings. I had compiled my own This, I Believe essay, centered around the idea that our stories are important." One year in April, I had the honor of participating in the College Union Poetry Slam International with four other students from my university. Spoken word artists will describe this competition in much more beautiful words as something that is incredible. For the communal and loving atmosphere, the poetry is only the catalyst. And they will describe it as something horrific that evaluates poetry on a 1 to 30 scale, not always placing the best written or best performed pieces as winners. But usually, there are poets in the final bout that make our metaphorical knees shake in awe. 300 poets sat in the folding chairs in the middle of a museum watching a movable stage silently. This was our church. A poet who, before beginning what was one of the most captivating pieces I have ever had the honor of witnessing, ignored the 3-minute time limit, risking the loss of an international slam for his entire team to give an impromptu speech about our community and how, in knowing ourselves, we knew each other. How, in hearing every story, fiction or not, by an individual or pair, historical or contemporary, we were learning invaluable lessons. I wish I had a recorder that day because his words were much more honest and more loving than mine. Either way, this was our education. I believe in the power of slam poetry, that a narrative, no matter how angsty, proper, hip-hop, academic, first-person improvised, embedded, short or long, is important. That a narrative, even if it is not yours, not even a slam poem, not even written, is not only meant for its bearer, it is meant to be shared. It is meant to create atmospheres. I believe in the power of a narrator's fact and a narrator's fiction. I believe in it much more than the judge's fact, than their fact, which is really just another kind of fiction. The slam poets never pretended to be experts. I believe that we need to know what the one whole second it took for us to make our first step is 1 second worth freezing and 1 second worth telling. I know that knowing the absolute importance of each narrative is empowering for its bearer and its listeners or readers or watchers. One day in 1 year in April, personal narratives were the gods of the most tense but peaceful microcosm I have ever lived in. Some poems were better than others. Poets quivered in their hipster scarves, forgot words, or did not have complex metaphors. Some poets, like me, froze in the middle of their poems when the speed and necessity of their lips was much faster than the capabilities of their brains. Some were barely poems, but more like outbursts of stories that had been locked away for too long. But we were gods in our church. 1 year in April, I barely knew a poet who went on stage and lost a competition based on a time penalty he could have easily avoided. He dragged his 14 members down with him. He did it to tell his listeners, who are all narrators, that what we were doing was invaluable, or at the very least, more valuable than 3 minutes or 30 points.